Eduyos Pirik Aleph Mishnah Zion 1-7. Now, the Mishnah departs onto a new sort of set of unrelated topics where the Mishnah has a machlokas where Shammai himself disagrees with Beis Shammai. Okay, and that's a curiosity which the Mishnah collects over here. Each Mishnah has their own separate universe to discuss. The topic here in Mishnah Zion has to do with the transference of Tumah by way of Ohel. So, there are a variety of different sources of Tumah, by my count, 13 in the Torah, and they can transfer in different ways, by my count, 7. But when it comes to Ohel, so that's something that is absolutely unique to what's called the Avi Avos, the granddaddy of Tumah sources, which is a human remains, a corpse, a dead person. So a dead person's body can transfer Tumah not just by direct contact or by bearing its weight, which is called Maga and Masa, but even by Ohel. Ohel really comes in three varieties. It means either you're under the same roof as the source of Tumah, or you're directly over the Tumah, or you're directly under the Tumah. Now, when it comes to a whole corpse, of course, conveys Tumah this way, but even when it comes to human flesh, even a kazayas, an olive's amount of flesh, will convey Tumah. But when it comes to bones, where there's no flesh on the bone, so you need to have even just an etzem kasaora, a barley corn's amount of bone fragment, could convey Tumah by maga or masa, direct contact or bearing its weight. But for it to convey Tumah via ohel, being under the same roof as the bone fragments, you need to have more bone. The question is, how much bone? And that's the machlokas here in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Beishamei omrim rova atzamos min ha'atzamim, bein mishnayim, bein mishlosha. Beishamei hold that human bones convey Tumah when they get to the volume of what's called a rova. This is a rova hakav, meaning a quarter of a kav, or roughly speaking, something like 500 cc, okay, of bone fragments. And it doesn't matter, says Beishame, whether it's from one skeleton or from multiple skeletons, two or three skeletons also, once you have that amount, you know, a rova kav of bones or bone fragments, that will convey Tumah via Ohel. If you're in the same roof as it, you become Tumah, or your stuff becomes Tumah, etc. Beis Hillel omrim, rova atzamos min ha-gvia. Beis Hillel say, first of all, no, it has to be from a gvia. A gvia means a corpse, meaning a single corpse, so only the skeleton of or the bone remains of a single dead person can add up to this rova kav that we're looking for. And he says further, merov ha-binyan o merov ha-minyan, from either the majority of the structure of the skeleton, or rova minyan, the majority of the, like numerically, the majority of the bones of a skeleton. So the binyan, I'll learn with the Bartanura here for a moment. The Bartanura learns that the binyan means like the structure, the skeletal structure. So it means like, let's call it speak most in terms of, you know, in volume, is rova binyan. And rova minyan would mean the majority of bones. By Chazal's count, there are 248 bones in the human body. It's hard to square that way with our typical count for an adult today, which is around 206, although children do have more bones. In any case, that rov minyan would come out to 125. So the way that the Bartanura learns is that, according to Beis Shammai, you need to have the source of the bones needs to be from a single skeleton, and they need to comprise either rov binyan, most of the skeletal structure, or rov minyan, at least the majority of the number of bones, 125 bones, in order to convey Tumah. Obviously, we're talking about a very small skeleton, potentially, so like a baby and so on. And Shammai Omer, afilu me'etzem echad, Shammai himself, arguing with Beis Shammai, says no, even a single bone, if let's say it's a thigh bone, which has the volume of a rova kav, 500 cc roughly, so then it would convey Tumah by Ohel, no need to have multiple bones. Beis Hillel holds multiple bones, it has to be the majority of a skeleton, and Beis Shammai themselves held it could be even from multiple skeletons. Okay, that's the machlokas here. The halacha is, if we say the Rambam is the halacha, is not quite like any of those. In truth, the Rambam rules that you need to have a significant portion of the skeleton, but that can come in a few different ways, either an intact cranium, like a skull, or the intact shidra, the spine, with 18 complete vertebra, or rov binyan, which he understands to be the binyan of the person according to the Rambam, is basically the leg bones, the spine, and the ribs, the majority of that, or rov minyan, 125 bones of any size, or you could have just a collection of bones as long as it's from a single corpse, that add up in total volume to a Rova HaKav.